بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Humble request to recite, all of us to recite Durood Sharif. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers and all who are listening on the audio streaming and the masjid receivers, our respected Hazrat Maulana Zakir Sahab mentioned about the fact that we are right on the threshold of this great and mubarak month of Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. O Allah, let us reach Ramadan. That should be our primary concern and our primary dua now. Allah, let us reach Ramadan. We are right there now. This is a matter of, you know, confirming of the sighting of the moon. Already tomorrow night is the sighting that will take place, and then obviously we'll be going out to search for the moon. If it is sighted, then tomorrow night will be Ramadan. And if it is not sighted, then definitely Saturday night is going to be the first Taraweeh and we'll be entering the month of Ramadan. So it's 24 hours or 48 hours away. That is how close we are. May Allah let us reach there with all the goodness and all the blessings and all the rewards and all the benefits that go with this great month. Now, at the time when we are on the threshold of this great and Mubarak month, let us implement one beautiful sunnah of our beloved master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That famous narration, as famous as it is, it still needs to be revised, it still needs to be read, understood, and it needs to be implemented. So I will briefly touch on some aspects of this narration, and it is the famous narration of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that in the last day of Shaban, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about Ramadan. So it actually rhymes to Salman, Shaban and Ramadan. So this is that narration in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them a sermon, a khutbah, khatabana. Khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhiri yawmi min Shaban. The last day of Shaban, he gave us a lecture, a sermon, and he spoke to us about the various facets of the month of Ramadan. So inshallah, very briefly I will just discuss it. Alhamdulillah, this narration, these narrations of Ramadan are read in our daily ta'aleem that takes place in the masjid on a daily basis. And those who sit for the ta'aleem, they hear these narrations and it is a motivation for a person. So very briefly I will touch upon some aspects of this narration. So first thing, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized to the Sahaba, Ya ayyuhan nas qad adallakum shahrun azim. First thing he emphasized to them is a very, very great month that has come. very great month. How great? Greater than all the months of the Islamic calendar. The greatest month in the Islamic calendar, insofar as rewards, etc. is concerned. قَدْ أَضَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَزِيمٌ. A very great month has come. Well, whole purpose is to instill in the hearts of the believers the grandeur and the greatness and the importance and the significance and virtue of this month. Hence Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't treat it like any other month. And don't behave in this month like how you'll behave in any other month. In this month, you have to honor and uphold the respect of this month to such an extent that you don't do anything out of line in this month. You do not do any sinful act in this month. You do not do any act of transgression in this month. You don't show any slight disrespect to this month. You respect this month. You honor this month. You are at your best in terms of your behavior and conduct. This is what is expected of the believers, because it has been said that this is the great month. And then it is Mubarakun, a month of barakah and blessings. Such is the barakah and blessings of this month of Ramadan, that it is the view of all the great saints of this ummah, the mashayikh, the awliya Allah of this ummah, are of this view, that whatever is done in the month of Ramadan, the effect of it will be felt 11 months after Ramadan. Why? Because it's a month of great barakah. It's a very blessed month. So the barakah flows to every other month, 11 months of the year, till the next Ramadan at least. And that is why they would pay a lot of attention towards the spiritual reformation of their people and their disciples and their muridin and their students in this month of Ramadan, more than other months in the calendar, because they knew this is the month of barakah. Whatever goodness will come into a person in this month, it will remain for 11 months. And therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that this month of Ramadan is that month, man salima lahu Ramadan salimat lahu sana. The one whose Ramadan went well, the whole year will go well. This is a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, the pious elders used to make a very concerted effort on their disciples that they spend this month of Ramadan in the best way, so that their 11 months are secured after that. And so we find that the great, great elders of this ummah, the great spiritual personalities of this ummah, they would commence i'tikaf from the first of Ramadan, right till the end of Ramadan, although it is only the last 10 days that is sunnah i'tikaf, but they would do the nafil i'tikaf first 20 days and then continue right through till the end of the month of Ramadan. Some started even a few days before, and they would stay a few days after, like Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, when he came to South Africa in 1981, at the ripe old age of 84, when he was so ill that he could hardly even move, but with all that, he came to South Africa, and, you know, it's a renowned fact, everyone around the world, it became renowned that he sat for i'tikaf in Stanger town for that month of Ramadan. Not only him, but about 500 people came with him, amongst them the topmost ulama and scholars of the time, Mufti Mahmud Hassan Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, and Mufti Zainul Abideen, and Mufti Wali Hassan, and so many other great ulama of the world came to be with him in the i'tikaf. He started off a few days before Ramadan, and he continued a few days after Ramadan. It was almost like 40 some odd days that he sat in itikaf. And the reason why they select this month is because it's so much more easier for the reformation of a person and islah to take place in Ramadan than any other month. Because already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away the big major obstacle from your path by chaining the shayateen. وَصُفِّدَتْ مَرَدَتُ shayateen. This month is the month in which the very rebellious shaitan devils have been chained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So already a big enemy has been overcome. Now that leaves us with another enemy of ours, and that's our own nafs. And now we have to just fight that nafs and subdue that nafs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very easy to subdue the nafs in Ramadan because of the fasting of Ramadan and because of the ibadat of Ramadan, the tilawat of Ramadan, the taraweeh of Ramadan. It helps us to subdue the nafs more than any other time in the year. Automatically the nafs get subdued by virtue of depriving it of too much of food, by staying away from food and drink and intimate relations in the entire days of Ramadan. We are already subduing the nafs. It's a mujahada against the nafs. And nafs comes under control through a process of mujahada. And the best mujahada is fasting, and the first fast of Ramadan with the barakat of Ramadan helps greatly to subdue the nafs. And then we are loading it with other acts of ibadah like Taraweeh Salah and the Nafil Salah and Tilawat of Quran and Zikrullah and Tasbihat and Tahajjud. All these things combined are actually helping us more and more to subdue the nafs. So we fought one enemy, Allah took away. The other enemy we are subduing, and through mujahada. So it becomes so easy for a person to achieve that purification and that rectification and reformation in Ramadan compared to any other time in the year. And that is why the mashayikh used to put a lot of emphasis on this process of islah and reformation in Ramadan more than any other time in the year, because they knew the secret of the power of this month and how helpful it is to bring about that change and that transformation and reformation. And so they would themselves sacrifice, and they would start their itikaf from the first night, and they would carry on right till the end of the month. Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali performed many, many such itikafs in his life. Some of his very close disciples have written a whole book on the Ramadans of Shaykh Zakariya and the itikafs of Shaykh Zakariya in the different Ramadans, and they've described all those itikafs and where it took place and how many people sat and what was the effect and what was the benefit and so on. By the grace and fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I say this as a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and expressing my gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In 1981, when Shaykh Zakariya came to South Africa and he did his itikaf in Stanger, Allah afforded me an opportunity as a youngster to go and spend some time there towards the last 10 days of Ramadan. And dear brothers, it is something beyond description. There are, alhamdulillah, elderly people here possibly in this gathering that also had the chance, that also had the opportunity of going there. They will verify this fact, that it was something absolutely incredible and almost indescribable how the atmosphere was there. It was electric. It was spiritually charged. It was an amazing spiritual, light and nur that was emanating there. And all who went into that environment automatically just got pulled into that spiritual light. And it brought about changes in the lives of many, many hundreds of people who went there. Many people went there just to see. But Allahu Akbar, within a day or two when they came back, they already started to experience changes in their lives. And this is a fact and reality of life, that changes come about in a person's life due to good company and pious company and righteous company. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a hukam and command in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Allah gave us the hukam, Allah gave us the instruction, the command in the Quran, O believers, adopt taqwa. But wallah, how must I adopt taqwa? Kunu ma'as sadiqeen, be in the company of the sadiqeen. And who are the sadiqeen? Quran itself describes and defines the sadiqeen. Ulaika alladhina sadaqu wa ulaika humul muttaqun. Who are the sadiqeen? The muttaqeen. Those people of piety and taqwa, they are the sadiqeen. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, kunu ma sadiqeen, be in the company of the muttaqeen, sadiqeen, so that you also will develop within yourself the quality of taqwa. A great commentator of the Quran, Allama Alusi Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, in his famous tafsir Ruhul Maani, very beautiful, very, very deep and profound tafsir of the Quran. Allama Alusi Baghdadi, the Grand Mufti of Baghdad of his time, he wrote this beautiful tafsir. And in that tafsir, he raised the question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be in the company of the pious to get taqwa. So how long should we spend in the company of the pious to get that taqwa? How long? One day, 3 days, 5 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 1 year. Allah ta'ala didn't say that. He did not specify. So this great mufassir and commentator of the Quran answers this question, and he says that you should be in the company of these people of taqwa. Khalituhum litakunu mislahum. Khalituhum litakunu mislahum. Stay with them until you become like them. Till then you stay. Before that, don't go away. Stay there until you also become like them. You also develop that quality of taqwa. Now, once you have achieved that, now you are like qualified now, and you have achieved your result now, then you may continue in your life. So nevertheless, dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this month a month of great transformation, a month of reformation, and therefore we find these great, great personalities, they used to sit in this i'tikaf, and they used to encourage people to sit. Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, when he came, that time about 500 people were sitting in the Stanga Masjid for Sunnat i'tikaf. I had reached a bit late, so I couldn't even make it for the Sunnat i'tikaf. I was in the back of the masjid in one corner in Nafil i'tikaf. And Nafil i'tikaf, in the weekends and so on, about up to 3,000 people used to be there for Nafil i'tikaf. And throughout the day, from the morning till the night, and from the night till the morning, there were huge, you know, crowds of people coming, going, and many, many spiritual programs were taking place. After every salah, and in between, there were many, many spiritual programs that were taking place, and all of that had the desirable effect on the people that were in that gathering. They felt that nur permeating their hearts. They felt the change coming about in their lives, because Ramadan coupled with the company of the pious, this is what you could call light upon light, nurun ala nur. Nurun ala nur. So, nevertheless, this is that month in which a lot of change can be brought into a person's life, if we are really serious about this month, and if we spend this month correctly. Therefore, when people used to sit by Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali for itikaf. He had a very strict rule that do not speak unnecessarily. Only out of necessity you shall speak. You can eat as much as you want, no restriction. Sleep as much as you want, besides obviously the salah times and all that. But you can do that as much as you want. But there is a total restriction on speaking, because you had not come here to speak and to wile your time and to waste your time. You have come here for the purposes of spiritual reformation, and make the best of it by immersing yourself in the necessary amal and deeds of the month of Ramadan. If anyone was caught speaking unnecessarily, they would be given maybe one warning, two warnings. By the third warning, their bedding was outside the masjid, and they were told, pack up and go and do i'tikaf wherever else you want, but you have not upheld the rules here, hence you are not allowed to sit here for i'tikaf. This was the strictness, because there was this concern about the change and the reformation that had to come into the people that went there for that i'tikaf. So after Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, his illustrious successors, Mufti Mahmud Hassan Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, sat for i'tikaf, and alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity of being there for his i'tikaf too. Three times he sat, once in Jamia Masjid in Lanesia, once in Darul Uloom Zakariya, and once at Newtown Masjid in Fortsburg. After that, another senior successor of Sheikh Zakariya, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hafiz Saab Rahmatullah Ali, he sat for i'tikaf in Stanger, in Maritzburg, in Cape Town, in Roshni, and numerous other towns. Maulana Azizur Rahman Hazarmi Rahmatullah Ali, a senior Khalifa of Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, came and he spent the whole month i'tikaf, the year 2018, the whole month of Ramadan. I may have got the date wrong, may have been a bit earlier. He spent the entire month of Ramadan in Stanger, in emulation of, the practice of his illustrious Sheikh. So, the whole purpose is this, that this month is a month to bring about the changes. There's no better time. We can't expect any better time to come than the month of Ramadan to bring about those changes. It is a month to try to do our best, stay away from all frivolous things, stay away from all unnecessary things. The pious elders were so careful about their time in a month of Ramadan that they would not even, if somebody came to meet them to discuss any unnecessary thing, they'd say, brother, bad Ramadan, come talk to us after Ramadan. There's no time now. No time. One person came to meet Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali. They told him, you know what, you're wasting your time trying to meet him, because he's not going to give you, he's so busy, you won't find the time. He said, no, he's my friend, I will get down to speaking to him. So he came Zohar time, Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali was in the masjid, reading his nafil namazes, and he was making his tilawat, and he carried on reading 2, 3, 4 paras. That person got tired. He said, all right, I'll go, I'll finish up some work, I'll come back. He came back. When he came back, now it was Asr time. Sheikh Zakariya was reciting Quran to some hafizes. They were listening to him read his Quran, and there was no time to meet. Then he said, all right, let me try after Maghrib. After Maghrib, when he came, he was in Awabin, and his Awabin finished off just before Isha time. Then he said, all right, let's see after Isha. Taraweeh started, and the Taraweeh was 3 juz a night, and thereafter Sheikh Zakariya would possibly have maybe a 1 cup of black tea or green tea, and then he would start again with his reading. That man said, Ramadan comes to everyone, but it doesn't come like a fever. This man got Ramadan fever. This is how he described the Ramadan of Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali. May Allah give us a little bit of that fever. Ramadan fever. Ramadan fever. If you get Ramadan fever, it's a wonderful thing. May Allah imbue us with a little bit of Ramadan fever. Or more of it too. Because then inshallah we will make the best of it. This is the month of tilawat of Quran. This is the month of zikrullah. This is the month of tawbah, istighfar. This is the month of charity. This is the month of spending time in the masjid. This is the month of nawafil. This is the month, really, Allah has given us a beautiful gift. This month of Ramadan, Allah give us tawfiq, that we try to make the best of it. And inshallah, our honorable and respected Maulana Imam, Maulana Zakir, and the other ulama, will inshallah, in the weeks to come, they will explain all the various aspects of this month of Ramadan. It's a motivation. It is an encouragement. When we listen to all of these talks, it's encouragement for us. May Allah inspire us to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan of our life. Allah make this the best Ramadan of our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us abundance of tawfiq to do all what is required of us in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Inshallah, we will read a short, concise 40 durood and salam, inshallah, and thereafter a short zikrullah and a short dua, inshallah.